Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. More with livestock market economist Darrell Peel in just a moment.
The time to sell is now at BigIron.com.
Money that's tied up in unneeded equipment limits your ability to manage your business.
The time to sell is now at BigIron.com.
Big Iron will partner with you to sell your equipment, providing full-service auction support with no freight costs and worldwide marketing. Designed to draw a global audience and turn your unused equipment into cash.
The time to sell is now at BigIron.com.
Call 800-937-3558. Don't delay, because the time to sell is now at BigIron.com.
Next time you find a good deal on farm equipment, get a good deal on the financing too. Right now you'll find fixed rates as low as 3.55% from AgDirect at your ag equipment dealer. That's 3.55%. AgDirect features easy applications, fast credit decisions, and is offered by Farm Credit of East Central Oklahoma. People who understand agriculture. Subject to approval, restrictions may apply. Rates may change. Ask your local dealer for details.
We had a run-up at the beginning of the year on cash cattle prices and wholesale box beef trade. Backed off a little bit and have had another run in recent days. And livestock market economist Darrell Peel says, along for the ride, feeder cattle prices and stocker prices.
That's exactly right. You know, the feeder cattle actually got strong last fall, and the early part of this run kind of justified those feeder cattle levels. The heavyweight feeder cattle have been more stable. We've got those cattle fully priced into the market in terms of at least where we were with box beef or fed cattle prices and the cheaper corn prices this year. The lightweight calves are still moving strong. They're tending to move higher. It's an underlying function of the shortage of calves. We're rapidly moving into summer demand for grazing cattle. We've also got very strong replacement heifer demand, and a lot of these heifers that are going through weekly feeder auctions are actually being bought and held as potential replacement heifers.
Concern there is weather. We're topsoil moisture is dry. We got to have some moisture to be able to have enough spring pasture to be able to carry through on these intentions, right?
That's exactly right. And Oklahoma was one of a handful of states that really demonstrated in terms of the January 1 numbers that we have herd expansion plans in place. We had some increase in our cow numbers last year, but more importantly, we had a lot of replacement heifers on hand as of January 1. Mm-hmm. So really, it's all back to the weather, as it has been for the last 3 years at this time of the year. The next 60 days or so will be really critical in terms of our ability to sustain and follow through with these expansion plans. The forage base is very vulnerable. The first half of the year is the most critical part of that. And so if we have trouble in the first half of the year, even if we get some rains later, which they're sort of talking about now, you know, that'll help and it'll kind of minimize the loss, but you really won't make up for losing the first half of the year.
Saying that, Darrell, what is our strategy for our cattle producers here in the springtime of 2014?
I think producers right now need to have a wide-ranging strategy that ranges from defense to offense, if you will. The defensive side of it, of course, is if we don't get moisture, the forage is going to run out. We've chewed through, even though we had more hay this last winter, we've chewed through a lot of it with cold weather. Water supplies are still vulnerable in many cases. Our ponds are not full. A couple weeks of warm winds that we have normally in the spring will do a lot to that. So we got to be prepared on the one hand to make decisions on the defensive side of what are we going to do if we run out of resources. The other side of it is, you know, there's an opportunity here to be kind of aggressive in the sense if you're wanting to be in herd expansion mode, you probably want to do it sooner rather than later. And the one thing I can say about that, it's risky. It does involve a lot of financial risk in investing in these, whether it's heifers or cows or whatever. The bottom side of it is unless we have a really widespread drought, even a regional drought in Oklahoma, there'll still be a good strong market for those female animals. So if you take a chance and get them early to try to get ahead of that market a little bit and then do have to go back on defense and unload those animals, I think you'll probably be able to do it without a huge amount of loss.
OSU's Darrell Peel. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
It's the Pollard Farms Performance Genetics 15th Annual Bull Sale, Saturday, March 22nd at the ranch at Wacomas, Oklahoma. The sale features 90 home-raised service-age Angus bulls and 5 Hereford bulls. Also selling are 45 registered Angus females and 15 commercial open heifers. For more information, contact Eddie Sims at National Cattle Service, 580-595-1926, or go online at www.pollardfarms.com or nationalcattle.com.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.